From NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. At least 11 people remain missing from an oil platform explosion off the coast of Louisiana. Seven workers are badly hurt from the blast and fire late last night on the offshore drilling platform. There's no word on what caused the blast. The Coast Guard is searching the water around the scene for lifeboats or people in the water. Authorities say the fire is still burning, and now the platform is leaning and may tip over into the Gulf of Mexico. Planes are beginning to land in all of Europe's major airports after volcanic ash forced airlines to cancel more than 100,000 flights since last week. But with so much backlog, airlines say it will be days or even a week before they'll be able to get people home. From Dulles Airport in Virginia, NPR's Katie Riddle reports.
Matthew Habiar stands in front of a group of dozens of French tourists shouting instructions. He's a guide for a French agency, and he's been trying to get this group back home for 3 days. He explains that there are three British Airways flights scheduled to leave Wednesday from Dulles to London. He's hoping to put as many people as possible on the standby list, but it's not looking good for this group. A British Airways official explained that they haven't been able to add new flights. They've just resumed their regular schedule. Most people flying today have had tickets since long before the cloud of volcanic ash disrupted travel across Europe. Plus, the airline says, on these first few flights, their top priority is getting a group of stranded teenagers home. Katie Riddle, NPR News, Dulles Airport.
A Senate panel has approved draft legislation regulating the complex financial market of derivatives. The Senate Agriculture Committee vote was 13-8. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley was the only Republican to support the bill. The legislation proposes that nearly all derivatives dealers and traders from financial institutions do business through an exchange and report their trades, prices, and other information. Agriculture Committee Chair Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas.
This bill will bring 100% transparency to a currently unregulated dark market.
Republicans on the committee raised concerns that credit unions and financial institutions related to farms would be unfairly swept up in the regulations meant to curb speculation by big banks. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House Ethics Committee's launched an investigation into the activities of former Congressman Eric Massa. He resigned last month after allegations surfaced he had sexually harassed young staffers in his office. The former head of the International Olympic Committee has died at a hospital in Barcelona, Spain. Juan Antonio Samaranch was 89. He's known for transforming the organization into a powerful force that drew billions in sponsorships. He was also criticized for a scandal involving the Games in Salt Lake City, in which members of the IOC were forced out for taking improper benefits. On Wall Street just before the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 7 points at 11,124. You're listening to NPR. Pope Benedict today declared the Catholic Church will take action in the clerical sex abuse scandal, but he did not say how or when. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports from Rome.
During his weekly audience, Pope Benedict spoke of his brief encounter Sunday in Malta with 8 men who accused priests of abusing them in a church-run orphanage. Benedict said, "I shared with them their suffering and emotionally prayed with them, assuring them of church action." The Vatican has not elaborated on what kind of action or measures are involved. Victims' advocacy groups are demanding the Vatican take stronger action and remove bishops who have shielded known abusers by transferring them to other parishes rather than reporting them to police. In addition, the Pope has reportedly accepted the resignations of 3 Irish bishops identified in an Irish government-ordered investigation of cover-ups of sex abuse of minors in the Dublin Archdiocese. The report found they had colluded to protect scores of predator priests from criminal prosecution. Silvio Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Advocates for sexual abuse victims are calling on Pope Benedict to block a retired cardinal from celebrating a special mass at the largest Roman Catholic church in the U.S. The advocates say retired Cardinal Dario Castrillos Hoyos supported another bishop who refused to let French police take a priest in for questioning accused of pedophilia. The priest was ultimately arrested. The advocates say inviting the cardinal to the Basilica of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington, D.C. honors wrongdoers. The ousted president of Kyrgyzstan says he's still in charge. Kurmanbek Bakiyev has taken refuge in Belarus. He was forced out by opposition politicians in a bloody uprising. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.